From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. By a 4-1 vote, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors this week approved an indoor nonprofit growing operation near the Roanerville Airport. The decision runs counter to the city's stand on the pot issue, as it has banned all pot-related businesses within city limits. The new facility is outside those limits, but is within what's considered to be Fortuna's sphere of influence, or an area where the city offers services. The County Planning Commission had forwarded the plan, and then last month, Fortuna City Council had voted unanimously to appeal that decision to the Board of Supervisors. Not long on the lam for a man accused of ripping off a bank Wednesday morning. At about 10 a.m., the Eureka Police Department Dispatch Center received a call from the bank at the 300 block of F Street about a robbery that had just taken place. Reported that the suspect presented the teller a note demanding money. The teller complied, handing the man an envelope filled with cash. The suspect then exited the bank. Officers responded and immediately saw the suspect outside the entry and exit doors of the bank. The suspect, 31-year-old Tracy Drew, detained without incident, found to be in possession of that stolen envelope of money. Taken into custody, he's now being held on $50,000 bail. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office needs the public help tracking down two men accused of stealing a vehicle. Yesterday morning, there was a report of a vehicle stolen out of Eureka, occupied by two men at a gas station on the 2800 block of Broadway Street. When a deputy tried to conduct a traffic stop, the vehicle fled northbound on Broadway. The deputy briefly pursued the vehicle, then terminated the pursuit. After terminating, the deputy saw the vehicle turn onto 14th Street. Deputies began to patrol the area and found the vehicle at about 3:15 in the morning. About 45 minutes later, a sheriff's deputy patrolling the area saw two men matching the description of the two associated with the stolen vehicle. He tried to track them down, but both fled. Once described as white, mid to late 20s, about 6'1", thin build, short or buzzed hair, and a thin goatee. The other suspect, white male, mid to late 20s, 5'10", thin medium build, and red hair. Tuesday morning, officers with the Eureka PD were dispatched to a residence on the 2500 block of Fairfield for a stolen vehicle report. The report was being taken, and another responding officer checked the area for the vehicle. The vehicle was located traveling northbound on Fairfield Street, a high-risk stop conducted in the parking lot of a business on the 1700 block of Broadway Street. Solo occupant of the vehicle was Terrell Cornforth, age 35, taken into custody. Now Cornforth is behind bars on $75,000 bail. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.